Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
RSV is a very common virus that can lead to mild cold-like symptoms in adults and older healthy children. However, it can be more serious in young babies and especially those in certain high-risk groups. My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's a pediatric intensivist and director of quality at Palmetto Health Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mack. What is RSV? How does it differ from the average cold that we're seeing at this time of the year all over the place? And should we be worried about it?
Thanks so much for having me. Good question. RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, long fancy term for what can be a cold, as you just said. So often it is no different than the common cold, particularly in older kids and adults. Almost all kids will be infected with it by the time they're 2 years old. So it's really unavoidable. What you want to do is put it off for as long as possible because it certainly affects young babies the worst of all. It can cause anything from just fever to cold symptoms, you know, congestion, cough, runny nose, things like that, to little babies can stop breathing with it, or what we commonly see in the hospital is RSV bronchiolitis. Bronchiolitis is just a fancy term for mucus getting down in the small airways, causing inflammation and things like that, but it causes small babies, because they don't have very large airways, it causes them difficulty breathing. And parents will often bring them in for breathing fast, breathing hard, sucking them with their bellies to breathe, turning blue, things like that. So it's actually the most common cause of that bronchiolitis, that lower respiratory tract infection in small children. And so though it's no worse than any other type of bronchiolitis, it's just the most common out there, so you hear a lot about it.
So what can we do about it? When you say bronchiolitis, people hear itis, they think bacteria. Is this an antibiotic type thing, or is it truly just a virus?
It is truly just a virus, Melanie, and actually, unless it's very severe, it's quite uncommon for a bacteria to be associated with it. If children are in the ICU and things like that, occasionally there can be a bacteria associated with it. The caveat to that is that sometimes kids will also have a bacterial ear infection that goes along with the bronchiolitis, but the bronchiolitis itself is just viral. Unless it's extremely severe and the kids are in the ICU, then it's possible that there's a bacteria along with it. And therefore, unfortunately, there is no antiviral to treat it. That, you know, it unfortunately takes time, TLC, occasionally a hospitalization, oxygen for the younger kids or the special needs kids that have heart or lung problems or were particularly tiny when they were born.
So what do we do for treatment for RSV, if it's in babies or in infants? I mean, if it's in older kids or adults, obviously, we treat it just like a cold, you know. But what about if it's in babies? We get a little more nervous about that. Is there something we can do not only to make them more comfortable, but to make some of the symptoms a little bit less severe?
Sure. So you, in fact, in the American Academy of Pediatrics does not even recommend testing on a routine basis for kids that are, you know, not in the ICU or particularly sick when they're hospitalized. So if you just go to your pediatrician or family practice doctor and take your baby and they have a cold, they say, oh, it's probably RSV or it's probably, you know, this, and you all of a sudden, of course, get on the internet and say, oh my gosh, you know, RSV. But like I said, it just sort of depends on how it is affecting your baby or your child. If it's just a runny nose and congestion, then really we're just talking about, you know, acetaminophen as needed for the discomfort or the fevers that might be associated, and then bulb suction and nasal saline, just the good old-fashioned bulb suction that
that's
they use in the newborn nursery.
Pleasant boy, we just love doing that. That's one of the better parts of having babies is that bulb suction. So, okay, so we can do that, and we can make sure that they have, what, moist air. Is there any medications to make it easier, you know, Motrin, Tylenol, any kind of anything to help clear them up a little?
Yeah, so The acetaminophen in babies, that or the brand name being Tylenol, that is not going to hurt RSV, and it may help with the discomfort or the fevers that might be associated. Motrin, you'll need to talk to your doctor about it depending on your child's age and whether there are any associated other medical problems. But really, you know, cough and cold medicines are not recommended, especially for young children. They cause too many problems. And again, do no harm. We don't want to make our kids worse. So avoiding cough and cold, as tempting as it is because you want to do something, even over-the-counter things, that is not recommended in those small kids, and you'll need to talk to your doctor about it if your kid is sort of over toddler age. But even in those kids, it actually has not been shown to really improve the symptoms too much, and so it's frustrating. They lose sleep, they don't eat well, but as long as they're breathing okay, they're taking some fluids, sort of getting over the hump with just that nasal saline and bulb suction is going to be the key.
Okay, so prevention, Dr. Mack, because it's, you know, you can't really have your little babies washing their hands, and we can, you know, and we'll talk about washing hands, but we can wash our hands all we want and you know, until they're dry. But if a baby's going to catch this, what else can we do? You know,
sure.
Are we over-sanitizing? Do we keep them away from certain areas? You know, if they're a little crawler, do we keep them away from the local mall's treehouse? Do we keep them, you know, what do we do?
Yeah, so in that first few months of an infant's life, the first 3 months or so, I would actually sort of quarantine them. So I would not take them out to church. I would not take them, you know, to Walmart, to the grocery store, especially this time of year in the winter when RSV and the other respiratory viruses are spreading around like crazy. And if there are, now, probably the most common scenario we see for babies with RSV is there's a toddler sibling in the home who goes to daycare or goes to school and comes home with that runny nose, and all of a sudden the baby is much sicker than the toddler ever was or anyone at the daycare ever was. And so, obviously, you can't kick your toddler out of the house, but if you have a toddler who is sick and an infant at home that's less than 3 months of age or an infant with special needs, you may actually consider keeping those two kids apart. Can they go to grandma's? Can they go to a friend's house just for a couple of days while they get over it? Because the infant, you know, could end up hospitalized, especially if they have any underlying conditions such as a heart problem or whatever. That's actually staying away from the secretions and, like you mentioned, hand hygiene like crazy. So, you know, the toddler, the other kids in the house, if there are friends or family that want to come over that just have, quote, a little bit of a runny nose, no. The answer is no, we're sorry. Our doctor said we aren't allowed to blame it on your doctor because that is how it gets spread to little babies. And unfortunately, they're pretty defenseless when it comes to this type of stuff.
Well, I know they are. And sometimes, especially this time of year, it is so hard to say, no, I'm sorry, we're not coming because we know that little Johnny has a cold, or no, we don't want to have people over. You know, in just the last minute, Dr. Mack, give us your very best advice for RSV prevention treatment this time of the year and all times of year for our babies.
Sure. So, again, can't underestimate hand hygiene, washing like crazy. Whether you're sick or not, anyone who touches your baby should wash their hands before they come near. And also, I would say if you do have a child that was premature or has any heart or lung issues, there is actually a vaccine against RSV that's given monthly during the RSV season. It's quite expensive, and again, it's given monthly, so only certain babies will qualify for it, but you'll need to speak to your doctor about the particular indications for that vaccine. That is an option, however, for those kids really at high risk that can get particularly sick. And again, just quarantining your babies away from kids or other people who are sick. That's really the best advice, because RSV is extremely contagious. It has a high attack rate. In other words, if somebody's exposed, it's very likely that the person will be infected. It's just a matter of how severe will it be. Will it just be a runny nose, or will it progress to bronchiolitis or stopping breathing, that kind of thing? We just can't predict.
Okay, so RSV, we want to certainly prevent it if we can, hand washing, keeping other sick kids and people away from your little baby. That's what it's about. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Our guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.